Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 49 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. 49 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. 50 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
WB9CST.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.
Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo, listening.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, listening.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Rain. 49 degrees.
Anyone want to run the U of M? This is WSAU. Sorry, nothing first. Good evening. This is WSAU with the U of M Sunday night. This met that beats every Sunday night on this U of M repeater. This night is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I will take check-ins in the following order. Mobile, portable, or short-time stations, followed by echoing stations, followed by all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, pedestrian, portable.
Okay, hey, SB, any other mobile, portable, or short-time stations? Did someone just double with me? Alright, nothing further. Let's okay, send it to ASDE. What do you have for us, Dave?
Yeah, WSAU and the NET, MASDE. Well, I'm actually standing under an under a tree out here just to keep from getting wet. But that's pretty much what all that's going on this evening. We'll be on for the Skywarn net, and then I've got the 80-meter Cyclone net that I'm running on 5803. Anybody got any yellowcraft gear you want to check in? Why, feel free to find me on 3803 at 9 o'clock. Go ahead.
Great, thanks, Dave. Yeah, I spent some time trying, the ISS is currently transmitting SSTV. I think it stops either sometime late today or sometime tomorrow, but they've been doing it for like the past week or so, but I only found out about it on Friday and only started looking when the passes were near us last night or so. So I only caught probably about three or four passes today, and looks like the next pass is like right around now, and it's going to be too far southwest of us to be above the horizon. So anyhow. This is WSAU with you on Sunday night. Are there any echoing stations, any echoing or network stations wishing to check in? Please call out.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor.
I've got KTWB, and there was another carrier, and another carrier, and there was someone else trying to check in that was echoing. All right, nothing heard. Any and all stations for the U of M Sunday night net, please call now.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo.
XCF 8, AWE, anyone else?
Alpha Charlie 8, Tango Oscar.
ATCO, anyone else?
K8BZJ.
KEPZJ, anyone else? Alright, nothing heard. Let's go to KEPWV, and you'll be followed by AWE. Go ahead, PWV.
Good evening, Matt and the others. Mike, KE8PWV down in Saline. Not much really going on too much tonight. catching up on a little bit of sports and sat down and relaxed like this in a bit. Somebody inquired, a friend of mine, Kevin W8VOS, was thinking about teaming up with the DX or CW, excuse me, CQ Worldwide party, DX party, in a couple weeks. Started looking at the rules. It looks, on one hand, looks kind of easy, but geez, all these multipliers seem kind of odd. Is the club participating in this operation? I guess that's the only question I got for you tonight. Back to you, Matt, KE8PWD.
Not to my knowledge, but if you want to try to get the club involved, probably probably sending to the club's email, which would probably be the best way to get us involved. Because I don't think any of the leadership of the club is on the net right now. But sending to the WUM address would probably be the best way to get participation from the club or see if there's interest. Anyhow, up next is KF8. AWE,
and it'll be
followed by
EO.
Go ahead,
EWE. KF8, AWE,
are you there? KF8,
Alpha Romeo Echo.
Sorry about the call. KF8, Alpha Romeo Echo, go ahead, and it'll be followed by EO.
KF8, ARE. Just getting started with ham radio. Getting all my gear in order and my connectors, the antennas, and RT systems, radio programming made easy, programmed across the radios that I own, and just trying to get experience, and that's about it. KFA ARE out.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I have a DMR, a second DMR radio that I bought from someone in the UM or the Aero Club that was selling it a couple months ago, and I've yet to figure out how to find some software to program that one. I currently have another one that I configured probably 5 or 6 years ago that I believe was with a code plug that NASB made, and haven't changed anything since then, but I need to update. I need to come up with an updated code plug to a new one and get that radio on the air so I have a backup for the for when I run the Aero DMR net. And also, someone might like to try some DMR simplex, and I would need to set up a channel for that too. Let's see. Up next is ATO, and you'll be followed by PJJ. Go ahead, Ben.
Thanks, Matt, ACATO. I don't have a huge amount, but on our club participation in these radio contests, I'll mention the Michigan QSO party this spring. They almost always do in the collegiate one where they compete with, like, Michigan State is pretty much always, and Summerfield Day in June. Other than those, it's pretty much kind of pop up, like, if some people have an interest, like, a long time ago, like just before the pandemic, we did Canada Day one July 1st, and we actually won our category for that, so that was kind of neat. Yeah, it's kind of if you don't see something come out on the club mailing list, it's kind of see if you can get some other interest and encourage others and see what happens. I don't really have anything else, so I will listen on out, ACATO.
Thanks for a better description that I could have given Dan. This is WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night Net. And the other thing I was thinking is I was tagging the FSTV images from the ISS. Is the U of M station I thought would be a much better station to track those from. It solves two of the problems I have. One is the antenna is much higher, so it's going to see a lot further over the horizon than my antenna will. Plus, it has a rotor that will over-rotate, so I don't run into the problem I had in the middle of this afternoon.
much, Matt. This is KABZJ. Happy to hear KFADRE, Jonathan, jump in. I caught him an hour or two before the net and mentioned this one, of course, the ARPC net and Arrow Monday Night net. So hopefully he gets to be a regular and gets that equipment rolling along just fine. Other than that, just wish everybody a happy start to the week, and I'll pass it back to Matt. We'll see if anybody else wants to say hi.
All right, thanks for that. Is there anyone else that would like to check into the Arrow area? Or U of M Sunday Night Net. U of M Sunday Night Net. Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Thanks to everyone that checked in, and thanks to U of M for the use of the repeater. It looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 check-ins with net control and a time of, that's 30 minutes late, so the time of 13 minutes. This is WSAU bringing the net to a close, and I'll be clear.
Good evening. 21 hours. Rain. 49 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 48 degrees.